Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Oh, g'day, Zoe.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Coffeed up,
ready to go.
Yep.
Yeah, mate. It is theatre time. What is good in the theatre?
Well, let's start with what is happening in the flesh in Auckland, because there is...
Okay.
What you can go to in person.
Yep.
At the moment, there's a play, an Agatha Christie play, which first premiered in 1936. That's on at Howick Little Theatre, and it's called Love from a Stranger. It opened a couple of days ago, and it's quite a long run. It goes all the way until the 1st of August.
Oh, true.
And it's on every night except Monday and Tuesday, so you've got plenty of options if you want to go see it. Basically, it's a thriller that was written by Agatha Christie and another man called, well, a different person, Frank Vosper. And it's described as a brilliant terror play and blood-curdling. So it could be quite exciting. Basically, it's about a girl whose fiancé is overseas and she falls in love with another man and they go off somewhere else. And it's,
it's an Agatha Christie, so someone gets killed. Is that right?
I would assume so.
Okay.
Yeah. There is a handsome stranger and I don't know. I feel like it'll be pretty exciting. But that's all that's on really in Auckland at the moment. I know Basement's opening up again at the end of August.
Getting ready to go.
So things, I think, are heating up under the surface.
Awesome.
It's just all simmering at the moment.
But if you want a good murder mystery, that sounds like the
exactly.
place. The place to go. Howick's the one. What's online then?
Oh, this play that I'm super excited about called The Deep Blue Sea. It's by Terence Rattigan. And it's basically a portrait of a woman who's caught between a forbidden love and this intense fear of loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
And Terence Rattigan, his writing it's very poetic and there's often a lot of subtext and it's very subtle. But I think plays are even more interesting when you think about and know about what was happening to the playwright at the time. And so it's a story about a forbidden love and it's sort of like where we had this window into this woman's life. But what's really interesting is that Terence Rattigan was in a relationship with a man, and this play was written in 1952, so the early 50s, where of course it was still illegal. And so he really channeled that relationship that he had into this play and just gave it a sort of heterosexual coat, I guess.
Yeah.
So when you go and watch it, it's a National Theatre one again, it's really interesting to have that context.
Yeah.
And it'll just make it all the more tragic, and it will be a very sad play.
You will cry. You will cry in this play. But I mean, I've heard of this play before, never seen it done, but I didn't actually know that about the playwright. It was just I knew there was some sort of big deal behind it, but I'm not that, you know, clued up in the theatre world. But that makes a lot of sense for how people have talked about this.
And there is a content warning for this. It has some suicidal themes, and also what I'm about to say is a context warning as well. But earlier, I think 10 years before this play was written, one of Terence Rattigan's lovers committed suicide, and he also channeled that into this play as well. And so it really, like, when I was researching it and learning about it, I was like, oh man, because I haven't seen it yet. I think I'll go watch it sometime this weekend. But it just looks so beautiful and really intense. And the set, and I love sets,
as I
think we've established. It's just a really dingy flat, and it's tinged with green and then washed with blue lighting for the ocean. And I really feel like it's going to be like we're looking at something we shouldn't be looking at, like this window into this woman's life. And it just looks so cool. It's got the amazing actor Helen McRory. McRory?
Yes.
She's in Peaky Blinders. She plays... her name is...
Is it the aunt? The, like, scary one?
Yes, I think it's Polly.
Paul?
Yeah, Paul.
Yeah.
So she's in it, and she's just amazing.
She
and
is cool, yeah.
Reading this interview she had about the play. I don't know when this one was filmed, but she said that she wanted it to feel like this world was a woman's private space that was just constantly being invaded by others, and her sexuality had driven her to a very dark place, and the lighting and the sound design is going to be really cool, and I'm just super excited to watch this
show. So it's going to be a heavy one, but probably a very important one.
Yeah, definitely.
And beautiful as well.
Mm-hmm.
So remind us of the name of that one.
It's called The Deep Blue Sea by Terence Rattigan.
Terence Rattigan, and that is a National Theatre production.
Yeah, so it'll be on their YouTube page.
Fantastic. Yeah. Anything else happening out there?
No, that's all I found at the moment. But I mean, the Classic Comedy Club is open running. And that's always a good time.
Go have a laugh.
Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic. Well, those are some great suggestions. Thank you very much, Zoe.
No problem.
Have a wonderful weekend and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, see you then.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
Round of applause for Zoe, everybody. You're on.